The Galoshes of Fortune. The general had the biggest and the most beautiful house in the entire city. So when he threw a party, everybody came. Oh, of course not. King Hans was the greatest time in history. Everyone lived in a peaceful and simple life back then. People today don't even care about each other.
Oh, I disagree. The surrounding has to keep improving and growing. And people do care today. Look, so many guests turned up for the party. They care for me.
The counselor knew nobody cared about the host. But he didn't know that once everyone leaves, the general will be alone in the big house again.
Well, they are busy now, but I am sure that they came for me here and not for the food.
Yes, of course.
Sir, I am afraid we are out of glasses.
Out of glasses? What do you mean?
I mean, there are no more glasses for the guests.
Oh, I know what that means.
But you just said...
Hush now. Go get those new stacks of glasses from the storeroom.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
The storeroom is the darkest room in the house. This is where the unwanted things are kept. But the storeroom of the general's house had something more that night.
Oh! That feels kitty!
Yeah, who would have known flying in circles would do that?
Oh! What happened, Kim?
Do you have a headache? Were you going round and round to...
Ah! Why on earth do I have to babysit you? You are Fortune's assistant, not mine. This is not fair.
Oh, I am so sorry. But you know, Fortune is on a vacation. I am only taking her place till she is back. She said something about... Fortune needs to be looked after with care.
Fortune needs to be looked after with care.
Also, if you must know, it's my birthday today.
Okay, fine. We shall do something interesting today, then.
Oh, I am glad you mentioned. I already thought of something.
Wait, what were those? I hadn't seen them in the storeroom before.
That's my gift to mankind. You see, those aren't ordinary galoshes. They are the galoshes of fortune. Whoever wears those shoes is granted whatever they wish for.
They what?
What happened? Isn't that the best thing?
No! That's a bad, bad idea. This will only bring problems. Big problems. Humans don't know what they want. They are never careful with their wishes.
Oh, you are thinking too much. This will be a good thing. You'll see.
Oh, I will. And so will you.
Up in the hall, the guests had begun to leave.
Oh, no, no, no! Those aren't your shoes! Look at them! Yours are right there!
But the galoshes chose their owner.
Ah, great! This is what I was talking about! Nobody cares for this city or each other! The general was so wrong. I wish... I so wish I was back in the time when King Hans ruled.
Oh, he really shouldn't have said that.
I should have just told the general that all guests were only there for the party and not for him. This is not fair. How can they leave such a big puddle right near the street? I will have to clean my shoes now. Where did the sidewalk go? Did I take a wrong turn? Wait, when did it stop raining?
Watch where you're going, lad.
You watch it, lad. You are not supposed to ride a horse in the middle of the street.
Lad,
how old was that man? And what was he wearing? He must be going to a masquerade where everybody dresses up as someone from the olden times. Where is that masquerade that I am not invited to?
What are you doing here without any armor?
That's very generous of you, but I don't think I should go uninvited to the masquerade.
A masquer? Whoa! And who needs the invitation to fight a war? Our kingdom is in danger. It is our duty to protect it with our lives.
Victory will be ours.
Victory will be ours.
Victory will be ours.
Oh, you have taken your roles very seriously, I must say.
Don't waste our time. Let's get him some armor.
We don't have that long. Let's just get him a sword and a shield.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, yeah. This is a mistake. I am not a soldier. I think...
Attack!
Ooh, he is alive. Let's put him in the dungeon. He is our enemy.
Not the dungeon. No. Oh, I fell asleep. This is disgraceful. What did they put in the food there? Ugh, I was wrong. These times are better than King Hans's. Nobody likes war. At least now, I get to go back and sleep peacefully on my comfortable bed.
Ooh, who has left this garbage bag here? I should throw this away in the dumpster. Now, who kept these here? That is strange. I remember keeping them inside. Now that they are here, maybe I can wear them. My feet are cold. A little more.
Please don't say it. Please don't say it.
Oh, I wish my body could fit in just enough to reach the bag.
No!
But it was too late.
Oh, how did this happen? Eee! Oh, this is difficult. How do I get out of this? Oh, I am stuck. Oh, what do I do now? I wish the garbage bag wasn't here at all. What? Where did the bag go?
Wish for the right thing, you fool.
Is there a ghost around? Why is this happening to me? Please, spare me. I wish I had never picked up that wicked garbage bag.
Duh, finally.
Oh, stay away from me. Ghosts in the bag! Ghosts in the bag!
Just as the fairies thought that the worst was now over, the watchman came running.
What? What happened? Who screamed? Who? Huh? There is no one here. Oh, what a life. I'll take a break for 10 minutes, and then somebody screams. Oh, whose shoes are those? Oh, wow. These are so comfortable. This must be the general's shoes. Well, I must not disturb him now. It's late. I can return tomorrow. How lucky and honorable to be a general. A big house. Servants at his service. What a life. I wish I could trade places with him. He is more fortunate than I am. Ah, what a great life. I have a big house now. People respect me. I can do whatever I want. Whenever I want. La 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 la. I love my life.
The watchman was now clearly the happiest man. But for how long will the riches keep you happy?
I am so bored and so lonely. What is the use of this big house if I'm going to live alone for the rest of my life? I wish I had some company. That watchman is far happier than I am. He has a family he can go back to. I wish I could trade places with him. He is much more fortunate than I am. Oh, what a strange dream. Whew, I am grateful for the life I have. In an hour, I will be back to my wife and kids. I really am luckier than the general. Whew, a shooting star. It will be so nice to see it up close. I wish I could fly out of my body and up to the moon. How would that feel?
No!
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What is happening? Did I die? No! How did this happen? Help!
But who would help him? The poor watchman flew up, up and up. He had wished for something that he never wanted. But the galoshes of fortune didn't care for that. Finally, his wish came true, for he was now on the moon. He never understood what happened. He slapped himself to wake up from the dream. The earth hung over his head like a humongous ball. The watchman was scared and worried. Would he never go back to his family? He lied there on the moon and cried. But what happened to the watchman back on Earth?
Hello? Can you tell me what time it is?
Oh, what happened to you?
The stranger immediately called the general, and they rushed the watchman to a nearby hospital. There on the bed, the doctors were all confused. How can a man so healthy suddenly stop responding?
We will have to run a few more tests on him. Why is he wearing those shoes on the hospital bed? Nurse, please take them off.
Oh!
Here, let me help you.
And the watchman's spirit was back.
Earth!
My wife!
My kids! I can go back to them. Earth, sweet, sweet Earth.
At least he is awake. Thank you, Doctor. I shall leave now.
Sir, I think these belong to the watchman.
Oh, yes. I will return them to him.
Oh, I am tired of these galoshes now. We have to get them back before they make somebody else's wishes come true.
Well, the general has to keep them down somewhere. We can't take them when everyone is watching.
Hello. You look alone and sad.
So, what's it to you?
Oh, it's cold. You have no shoes. Would you wish to wear these comfortable and soft shoes to cover your feet?
Well, if my wishes were to be granted, you know what I would wish for? I would wish for a house to live in and someone to take care of me. You don't
don't know how it feels to be living on the street all alone. The way you are dressed, you probably live in a big house with a loving family.
Yeah, I do live in a big house, but all alone. I understand your troubles, my boy. Would you like to come and live with me? I have no son, and my house could use a strong little boy who can speak his mind.
What? Really?
Yes, of course. Come with me.
Can I wear those shoes?
They are too big for you. I will buy you new ones. Oh, I will also buy new clothes for you, and toys, and candies. Do you like candies?
Whoa! I love candies!
Oh, see? My galoshes did bring fortune.
They did indeed. The only time nobody wore them. Don't be too proud of yourself. You sent a man to the moon. Human beings don't need these galoshes of fortune. All they need is each other.